ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 12। अतः कथंचित् स्खलन क्षुत पतन जृंभन दुरवस्थानादिषु विवशानां न स्मरणाय ज्वर मरण दशायाम् अपि सकल कश्मल निरसनानि तव गुणकृत नामधेयानि वचन गोचराणि भवन्तु। अतः स्टिल कथंचित्। डियर लॉर्ड, वी मे नॉट बी एबल टू रिमेंबर योर नेम, फॉर्म एंड क्वालिटीज ड्यू टू स्टम्बलिंग, हंगर, फॉलिंग डाउन, योनिंग, or being in a miserable diseased condition at the time of death, when there is a high fever. We therefore pray unto you, O Lord, for you are very affectionate to your devotee. Please help us remember you and utter your holy names, attributes, and activities, which can dispel all the reactions of our sinful lives. Purport. The real success in life, it's feeding back this microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The real success in life is Ante Narayana Smriti, remembering the holy name, attributes, activities, and form of the Lord at the time of death. Although we may be engaged in the Lord's devotional service in the temple, material conditions are so tough and inevitable that we may forget the Lord at the time of death due to a diseased condition or mental derangement. Therefore, we should pray to the Lord to be able to remember Him, to remember His lotus feet without fail at the time of death, when we are in such a precarious condition. In this regard, one may also see Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 2, Texts 9 and 10, and 14 and 15. Om Ajnana Timita. Speaking to the Lord at the sacrifice performed by King Nabhi, therefore this is bona fide Ritvik philosophy. And this is also the final order. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The priests point out the obstacles in attaining success in spiritual life. That even if one is practicing, one may be distracted by so many things. Katanchit, somehow or other, one may be distracted. Skalana, one may fall. If one stumbles, then you get disoriented and you lose track of what you were thinking of. You may have been thinking of making money or some work that you had to do or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, if you stumble and fall, you forget all about what you were doing, what you had in mind. Or kshut, hunger. If one becomes exceedingly hungry, he forgets about everything else. It's just, where is some food? I'm so hungry. Huh? Out of hunger, one can just put everything else aside. And patana, falling down, and drimbana, yawning. Even by yawning, one gets disoriented. And duravasthana, some sort of undesirable position. Duravasthana. Adishu. Adishu means, and so on. These are only examples. There are so many ways that one can be disoriented, that one can be distracted, that one can be What's the word? Debilitated or sidelined in some way. Vivishanam na smaranaya. So remembering you may be very difficult. We may not be able to remember you. Then there are some more examples. Jrada marana dashayam. Jrada means fever, and marana means at the time of death. One may die from fever. People in high fever become delirious. There are so many things, practically dreaming while they're awake. Jrada marana dashayam. One may be in that situation. Api. So many difficulties may be there. Therefore, the sages, the priests, are praying to the Lord for His mercy. Because on our own effort, there may be so many things to block our success. Something comes in your path and you fall, and your success is impaired. Some fever, some hunger, some thirst, some this, some that. Katanchit, one way or another way, one may be distracted. Therefore, one has to depend on the mercy of Krishna. They're praying to Krishna. Sakala kashmala nirasanani, tava gunakrita namateyani, vachana gochara, vachana gocharani. May we somehow or other, by your mercy, be able to chant vachana gocharani. May we be able to chant your glories at the time of death. Why? Sakala kashmala nirasanani. Your holy name, qualities, forms, pastimes can dispel shakala kashmala, all sins. All sins can be dispelled. That's the reference that Prabhupada gives at the end of the purport. He's referring to the statements of the Vishnu Dutas in relation to Ajamil. It doesn't matter how sinful a person may be. They give the different examples that one may be a drunkard, one may be a thief, one may slaughter a cow, one may indulge in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. That means whatever is the worst thing that you could think of, one may do that, but it's not so grave that it can't be counteracted by the power of the holy name of the Lord. The statement is there in Shastra that by simply once chanting the holy name purely, one can be relieved from more sins than one is able to commit. Sakala kashmalani, all sinful reactions can be obliterated by the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Of course, that doesn't mean that now we have a very good program. We can do whatever sinful thing we like and chant the holy name of the Lord. That will not be effective. Papa Buddhi. What is that? Namnad balad yasyahi papa buddhi. If one thinks that on the strength of the holy name I can do anything, that's a great offense to the holy name. But if someone, somehow he's performed sinful activities and he's so fortunate as to be able to chant the holy name, that holy name can free him from all sinful reactions. we have practical experience in our preaching, and we meet people who are all performing sinful activities. Anyone who lives in this material world performs sinful activities, and some more than others. And especially if you go west, where Prabhupada went, the whole program is sinful activities. The whole program of life is, the more you become sinful, the more you're advanced in civilization and the pursuit of enjoyment. So Prabhupada found all sinful people, but his program was that he had tremendous faith in the power of the holy name of the Lord. Kirata hunandra pulinda pulkasha abhira sumpa yavana kashadaya nye nye chapapa yadapashrayashraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnabe namah. The power of the Lord is unlimited. So if someone takes shelter of the Lord and the holy name of the Lord, or one takes shelter of a devotee who's chanting the holy name of the Lord, shudyanti, he can be purified. Otherwise, what is the hope of our Krishna consciousness movement? Everyone is, to one degree or another, sinful. But those sinful activities can be neutralized. The only requirement is that one should stop sinful activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai. They were so sinful. We just get a little hint in Prabhupada's introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam that they were drunkards. Usually Prabhupada says they were drunkards. But when you read Chaitanya Bhagavat, they were a lot worse than drunkards. They were doing everything. The most sinful things. They were the worst gundas, dacoits, everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. His only instruction was, no more sinful activities. Now you've surrendered, no more. And they became first-class Vaishnavas. So this is the power of the Lord and the holy name of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita also it said, what is that? Papakritta Maha, in the fourth chapter. Sarvagana Plavenaiva. What is that? Pichet Asipapebhya, Sarvebhya Papakrittamaha, Sarvagana Plavenaiva. Vijanam Santarishasi. Papa Krittama. Krittama is, tama is superlative. The most. Krittama, just like Uttama, the highest. So Krittama, the person who's the worst sinful person. Papa Krittama. Even if you're that person, Sarvebhya Papa Krittama, if you're the most sinful person, Api, still. Sarva gana, sarvam gana plaveinaiva vrijanam santarishasi. Once you're situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, you can cross over the ocean of material nations. And the holy name of the Lord, or the Lord himself, is all knowledge personified. He's eternal knowledge and bliss in transcendental form. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. So one who serves the Lord is situated in all transcendental knowledge. What is that? Aho bhatta svapachoto guriyan yajjivagre bhartate namatubhyam. My dear Lord, it's so wonderful. Anyone who's chanting your holy name must have performed all penances, all austerities, bathed in all of the holy places. He studied all of the Vedas. He's done everything. Because somehow he's chanting your holy name. The one who, Abhinnatan Nama Namino, one who's chanting the holy name, has directly come in touch with the Lord. He's directly serving the Lord. The other verses Prabhupada refers to is that even if he doesn't know what he's doing, even if he's chanting Hare Krishna as a joke, even if he's chanting Hare Krishna to indicate something else, even if he's chanting negligently, somehow he's chanting Hare Krishna, he gets the, he can be freed from the clutches of the Yamadutas. He can be promoted to the spiritual world. The Lord sees this person's chanting my holy name, I'll protect him. This person's chanting my holy name. In the Nectar of Devotion, there's a citation that Lord Ramchandra says that if anyone simply says to the Lord once that I'm yours with full sincerity, then Lord Ramchandra says, I make him my ward. I make him my ward. I take responsibility for him. So the priests are praying that may we somehow or other, uchcharana, vachana gocharani, may we chant namadeyani, your names, krita, your activities, guna, your attributes, there's no difference. Actually Krishna's names are in connection with his activities and his attributes. Just like Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Because he's very beautiful and has a dark complexion. Putana Ghatana. You killed Putana. I'm just editing Krishna Lila Stava. There are prayers by Sanatan Goswami. And it's all addressing Krishna. You who did this, you who did that, you who are this, you who are that. It's all Krishna, praying to Krishna in terms of his attributes and his activities. Actually, it's a summary of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam up to Krishna's activities in Mathura. So, summarizing, he's praying to the Lord, and he's to pray to the Lord. It's all these, you know, Sanskrit compounds, Bhavrihu compounds. You who are this, you who are that, you who did this, you who did that. So when we chant the glories of the Lord, naturally we chant in terms of his activities, his name, his qualities, Nanda Nandana, you who became the son of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Nandana, Gopi Janna Baldava, Giri Bharadhari, all activities and qualities, because the Krishna has qualities and activities. The Mayavadis have no such facility. You about whom nothing can be said. You who have nothing, no qualities. You who are... Even then, it's some quality. You who are beyond, that's also a quality. But it's a negative quality. You who are not this, you who are not that, you who are not this, you who are not that. They also glorify the Lord, but negatively. You who are not able to be indicated by any material this or this or this or this. But because they have no positive information, they're in a foggy situation. It's so difficult. Imagine if we had to describe, say, one of the brahmacharis. Somebody said, well, how do I recognize him? Well, he's not tall. And his complexion is not this, and he's not this, and he's not that, and he's not, and he's not, and he's not. Yeah, but... Or imagine describing Bombay. It's not Calcutta, it's not Delhi, it's not Vishakhapatnam. Yes, well... We're waiting for some positive indication. Well, what is it? Huh? Well, it's not New York. Well, all right. We need to fix our mind. We need positive attributes. Negative is also good. Something is there, all right. It's not Calcutta. It's not Delhi. That's something. But it's not very much. So this sort of description takes place when there's a poor fund of knowledge. And there's a poor fund of knowledge. Then we know at least, well, he couldn't be this, he couldn't be that. But we don't know what he is. We don't even know it's a he. We fall into speculation. Since the absolute truth is not this, 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 he must be impersonal. It must be impersonal. Someplace they speculate and they misunderstand. So the antidote for this impersonal vagueness is positive glorification of the qualities, forms, attributes, associates, abode, everything connected with the Lord. The Lord is absolute, so the Lord's name is also as good as the Lord. His qualities are as good as he is. His abode is also none different from him. His form is none different from him. So there are so many features connected with Krishna. And the priests are praying, may we by your mercy somehow remember these transcendental characteristics. Gocharana. Vachana gocharani. May we somehow chant. Because silent meditation will be difficult. Fixing the mind on its own strength will be difficult. But if we can chant your name, your qualities, your pastimes, something, if we can chant, then we're assured of attaining perfection. We have to remember you, Ante Narayana Smriti. But that remembering is most easily accomplished by chanting. By meditation, we try to think of the Lord, but chanting is more effective. One time Prabhupada said, chanting is thinking. When chanting Hare Krishna, we don't have to think something. That's why one reason why chanting is so nice. Other forms of meditation, you have to think of this, you have to think of that. Chanting is so nice, you don't have to think of anything. You don't have to have any background. You don't have to have read anything. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to do some sort of mental exercise to think of some particular thing. You simply have to hear. We simply have to hear the transcendental vibration. And that vibration is none different from Krishna. So chanting means thinking. We don't have to separately think. Now I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I have to think of some pastime, I have to think of some form, I have to think of something, something, something. If we simply focus our minds on the transcendental sound, this is sufficient. And in the mature stage, one will realize the non-difference between Krishna and his name, and everything will be manifest. While he chants the holy name, the form, qualities, pastimes, everything concerning Krishna will automatically be there for him. He doesn't have to force that to happen. Simply by chanting attentively, avoiding 10 offenses, this development takes place. All right. Are there some questions? Hare Krishna. Microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned in the beginning about this power of the holy name. The power of the holy name, you mentioned how the most sinful also can be delivered. Now recently I heard some arguments by people that you are chanting Hare Krishna, that is okay. But God will be more pleased if you actually help people. Especially, there are so many people who are being killed by this earthquake and tidal waves.
So are you going to bring them back to life?
So Maharaj, they have a quotation. They quote one statement by one popular leader. They say, lips that hands that serve are better than lips that pray.
Hands that serve are better than lips. So what is your service? Your service is this, that some man is drowning in the ocean, and you're going to rip off your coat, rip off everything, dive in the water, risking everything, and you're going to grab his shirt and bring it back to shore with your hands. Because serving with the hands is better than serving with the lips. So following the advice of this popular leader, you're going to run in, grab his shirt, and save it. They're serving on the bodily platform. The body, basamsi jirnani yatavihaya. The body is the shirt of the person. And your welfare work is directed towards saving the shirt. Huh? Is it very good? What are you doing for the person actually? You go with your welfare work and you do some superficial thing. You give him some money, you give him some clothes, you give him some food. You save him. Although actually he couldn't be saved because according to his karma, when he's meant to die, he'll die no matter what. You can send 100,000 Red Cross workers and he'll die anyway. That's stated by Prahlad Maharaj. Sometimes the ship is good, the captain is perfect, the sea is calm, and the whole thing sinks. And sometimes the other way around. Sometimes the parents are very attentive, rich, loving, and the child dies. And sometimes the other way around. The doctor is good, the disease is insignificant, and the patient dies. Or the other way around. That means it's not in your hand. You're falsely thinking, I'm going to help people. You can't even help yourself. You're dying. You're under the grip of birth, death, disease, and old age, and you're going to save people, rascal. Huh? Ahankar vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Being bewildered by the material energy. You think you're going to save people, but you can't even save yourself. And rather you're doing harm to others by minimizing the importance of the glorification of the Lord, which is bhavoshadi, the actual cure for the birth and death. No, don't come with that. That's not very helpful. So you're giving harm. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had a word, harm-giving kindness. Prabhupada gave the example from his personal life that that boy who was begging for a little cake from his brother, but he had typhoid. And the brother gave the cake and the child nearly died.
But Maharaj, they give another argument that we say, if we satisfy Krishna, if we water the root of the tree, all the branches are satisfied. Now, we are satisfying Krishna, we are glorifying Krishna, we are doing deity worship, we are chanting, but still so many people are suffering. Still there is death and there is so much suffering.
So if they take up the chanting, they'll not suffer. If you take up the chanting, you'll not suffer. You're suffering. You're arguing and suffering. Or suffering and arguing. No, chanting, da, 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 da. As long as you refuse to take the chanting, you'll go on suffering. And you're talking about freeing others from suffering. You can't free them, you can't even free yourself, unless you take to the chanting of the holy name. Whoever's rescued, they're not going to suffer. They won't get diseased, they won't get old, they won't die, they won't come back and suffer again. And what are you doing? What is your welfare work? What does it amount to? Prabhupada, that amounts to blowing on a boil. Someone has a boil and you blow on it to make it feel better. What is that? That all right?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that clarifies one aspect of our understanding of what a catastrophe is.
What?
The what a catastrophe is. Mm. So, how does one react to such an event where, on one hand, we want to give them the correct understanding, and at the same time, if one goes along with the rest of the world in their so-called aid and other relief measures, one risks losing one's bearing or understanding of the whole thing. So what should be an ideal response?
They're seeing a catastrophe, you know, last week. We're seeing a catastrophe every day. The whole material world is a catastrophe. They think that there was a catastrophe, you know, on some particular occasion. And they're impressed by numbers. 170,000 people, 270,000 people. But everyone is under the grip of nature's stringent laws. And they've come to the human form of life after 8,400,000 species. They finally got here and they're blowing it. They're blowing it. That's the biggest catastrophe. You know, it was a catastrophe when the wave came and washed so many people away. It wasn't a catastrophe when all these people were sitting on the beach, you know, drinking martinis and doing all of that. That's a catastrophic situation. The clock is ticking. They've got so many minutes left in their life, and they're sitting there on the beach drinking martinis and enjoying the waves. It's a catastrophe. And then they get killed off in different ways, by a wave, by a truck, by a disease, by a murder, by a old age, by whatever it is. Huh? Adruvamartadam. The human life is so valuable, but short. So our position is we don't have time for trying to adjust the material world and make it a better place. I came to Bombay, I'm going to stay for a week, and while I'm here, I'm going to decorate my hotel room. Is that intelligent? I have no better engagement. I'm going to order new furniture, a more comfortable chair. Huh? Urgently, we require to become Krishna conscious in this human lifetime and so many other things we're busy with. So we're distinct from the other welfare organizations. There are plenty of, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there's enough of everything in the material world. There's only a shortage of one thing, Krishna consciousness. So our society is for remedying that situation, that catastrophe. For all the lesser catastrophes of this world, the Red Cross is there, the Green Crescent, the whatever it is. They have so many Parseva, Sangh, so many different Ramakrishna missions, so many very good welfare organizations are there. United Nations. And when there's a catastrophe, everybody wants to be in the act. There was that Orissa flood some years ago. Everybody had a billboard in Bombay. I remember seeing a big billboard with Sonia's picture on it and, you know, help the people of Orissa. And, you know, everybody wants to be cash in on it, to be frank. We're good guys. I was in the airport. Indian Airlines is doing its part. because if we don't do it, who else will do it? We're the government's airline. We have to do it. We're good guys. Fly on us. Don't fly on Jet Air. What are they doing? So everybody wants to get on the bandwagon and do something to help blow on the boil, to help save the shirt. And we're the one organization that's interested in saving the person. So the world may or may not understand that. But that's our business. That's our work. In the Bhagavad Gita it said, better to do your own work, even imperfectly, than someone else's work perfectly. So these other organizations, they have their work, saving the shirt. And we have our work, trying to save the person. We may not do it very well, we may not be very effective, we may not be whatever, we may be very small, but that's our job, that's our duty. So we have to do that duty, and other people can do their duty, that's all right.
What about using this so-called catastrophe as an opportunity for preaching? Isn't that...
That's good. Preach. People don't know how to understand what happened. Their understanding is, it goes as far as there was a shifting of the plates beneath the ocean, and this pushed up against that, and there weren't enough, you know, lights going off to tell people, and that's what happened. That's as deep as they go in their understanding. So, our job is to help them interpret the event, to help them understand what actually happened, to help them understand that the same wave is headed for them, whether it's in the form of a wave or a truck or a bullet or a mosquito, whatever it is. They're all equally at risk. That is to say, 100% at risk. And it's urgent, therefore, that they take to Krishna consciousness before it's all over. So that, it's a very good opportunity. As soon as there's a catastrophe, as soon as there's anything happens in this material world, it's always a good opportunity for preaching. We should preach more vigorously. Not that now we stop preaching because, you know, a catastrophe happens, so we have to back off. Rather, we should be more active in preaching. 170,000, 200, however many thousands of people just got washed away before they could become Krishna conscious. And now their life is over and they don't have the chance. And you're next. Is that all right? Something else?
Maharaj, we spend years and years and years in Krishna consciousness.
Years and years and years what?
We spend years and years in Krishna consciousness. But at a certain stage of our life, that craving of Krishna consciousness is little bit reducing in our life. That topmost priority in our Krishna consciousness, that we want to finish our business in this lifetime itself, that craving might be going here and there, deviating here and there. So what is the secret and what is the thing which we have to always keep in our mind, that our determination and commitment to Krishna consciousness has not been compromised?
Association. We should associate with those who are more strong. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, by that association. We should associate with those who are on the same level as us, and we should be merciful to those who are less advanced, and we should seek the association of those who are more advanced and try to serve them. that will help us.
Maharaj, sometimes when you take more responsibilities, and with that responsibility, if you compromise your association, should we take it or should we just compromise it?
That responsibility does what?
Sometimes we take more responsibilities in Krishna consciousness, and with that responsibility we compromise the association, then what should we do in that circumstances?
Yeah, everything has to be done with careful discretion. Simply taking responsibility and losing association is not such a good formula. Sometimes we see persons becoming more and more responsible and less Krishna conscious. Well, that's not very good. You know, he thinks he's becoming responsible for his family, responsible for his children, responsible for this. And meanwhile, he's losing his spiritual life. So that's the wrong way of taking responsibility. Because the main responsibility of a family man is to see that his family becomes Krishna conscious. If everything else is successful in family life and that's not successful, then the whole project is a failure. So we shouldn't give up devotee association and enter into the association of materialists. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, better to live in a cage of fire or to embrace a serpent, an alligator, or a tiger than to associate with materialistic persons. Associate means intimate association. Not that we can't, you know, buy a bottle of water because the Paniwala is not selling tilak, not wearing tilak, not like that. But intimate association we want to avoid, and we want to have the association of devotees. Now, that doesn't mean we can't go out and preach that, you know, I can't go to such and such city because there are no devotees there. If there are none, then we have to make some. When we're serving the spiritual master, then we're always in association. That story was there, Bhakti Charumarsh tells, that one time he said to Srila Prabhupada that, I wish I could have been there with you to serve you in the beginning in America when you were all alone. Prabhupada said, I was never alone. He said, my Guru Maharaj was always with me.
Maharaj, what I'm saying is, when you take more and more responsibilities in Krishna consciousness only, but with the help of that responsibilities, your commitment to association, your commitment to your sadhana is little bit getting reduced, and because of that you are fired of Krishna consciousness.
So you have to, and because of that what?
Because of that, the fire of commitment to Krishna consciousness to finish the business in this lifetime, that is getting subdued.
Well, that's not so good. If you become more and more responsible and less Krishna conscious, you have more and more Krishna conscious responsibilities but less and less Krishna consciousness, where is that going to go? We have a lot of experience of that. People who take more and more responsibilities for Krishna, but meanwhile their chanting is dwindling, their association is dwindling, their everything is dwindling in terms of their inner life. And finally there's nothing left but all these big responsibilities that they don't want anymore because they're not Krishna conscious. They have all these responsibilities. Now it's a big burden because it's all for Krishna. And who's Krishna anyway? So we should take responsibilities, but the two things are needed. Prabhupada emphasized the Bhagavad Vidhi, preaching, and Pancharachiki Vidhi, the sadhana. So they're both required side by side. Now, Bhagavad Vidhi, we say, is more important, but not that I'll give up the regular program of hearing, chanting, and so on. All of these regulative principles are important for us. So both things. Now, sometimes Prabhupada would be asked, should I do this or should I do this? Prabhupada said, why not do both? So it's not either or. Well, should I accept responsibility or should I associate with devotees and chant Hare Krishna? And do both. All right, should we stop here? Is that, we've reached that time? Yeah. All right. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.